Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for the privilege we have every week, Monday through Friday, to share this time together. And let's just begin in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming to you in prayer. You are our God that hears and answers prayer. And you will hear the prayer of the afflicted and the cry of the poor. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, those that are going through difficult times right now, those afflicted in body, mind, soul, or spirit, we rebuke the work of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, you're going to deliver them from the snare of the evil one. Father, help us to learn lessons as we grow into spiritual maturity. And I lose, Father, the joy and the peace of God in their lives. You know everyone, you know every hair on the head of every person who's listening, of every partner. And so, Father, I thank you that you are ministering and moving in their behalf, that they may give you glory and be grateful and declare the greatness and the works of our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, last week I ministered on a subject, the heart of a worshiper, and the Lord just laid on my heart that I should continue doing some teaching in a very practical way about the subject of praise. What does the scripture say? And years ago, decades ago, when I was just a relatively young believer in the Lord, I sat down with the Bible, the Word of God, and a concordance. I looked up every passage from the concordance on the subject of praise, and I began to see, put it all together. And so those things that I brought together, I would like to share with you some important truths about praise and worship. And why should we even concentrate about that? Well, that's something, you know, we do when we come to church. Well, that's certainly true, but it's far more not involved, but far more comprehensive than we've made it. It's not just singing songs in church. It's really a lifestyle. And I will be doing teaching, sharing a lot of scripture. So if you're the studious type and like to take notes, you might want to for a number of weeks. We'll see how this goes. But I want to share with you so you'll be able to understand how important this subject is. And especially for those of us up in years, or even if you're not, we never know the appointed time when the Lord will call us home. And beloved, what I'm going to share with you is something that heaven is filled with. I've read many books on people that have gone to heaven and come back, or people that have just, they've died and God has taken them there. And there, heaven is filled with praise. There's joy, there's peace, but there's just an atmosphere of God's presence, and His presence evokes praise. We just can't help it. We begin to see, especially when we're in heaven with Him, we begin to understand the greatness of His love, the greatness of His sacrifice, all that He has done in behalf of His children. Why? Because He wants us to be with Him. And so it's a very crucial subject. Yes, it's important to know how to go through battles, how to overcome afflictions, how to do things that are in a practical level. But beloved, there's a few things as more practical than praise, because praise, as we'll learn from scripture, is a spiritual weapon. It routs the enemy. And so not only is there a practical use in glorifying God, I mean, if you stay with me, you'll learn a lot of what Scripture has to say about this subject, which is massive. But you will be able to thank God in a way and understand the importance of praise in our personal life. And also, it's preparing us for what we're going to be doing in eternity. Now, we're not going to be sitting around, I believe, on harps singing praises. That's all we're doing. No, I believe it'll be a very fruitful, joyful time of fellowship, of pleasant work. However, I believe people are engaged in things that will glorify God, that will bring great satisfaction according to their giftings and talents. He'll enable us to express our creative abilities. But there's no question, praise is 24 hours round the throne, and it'll be a great joy to be able to, our hearts, anyone that has seen Jesus in the flesh, they just absolutely, that's all they want to do is worship him. So this is a very critical subject, not only practically for our lives right now, but we need to start doing it now, because it's a preparation for what we're going to be doing in eternity, because the word is fulfilled there. There's always constant reference to the word. And so we just thank you, Lord, as we come into these, sharing these scriptures, these truths, that you will enlighten our hearts and minds, Lord, that it'll become very personal, and that we will understand in a very pertinent way that this is something that is crucial, it's important, it's a part of a very practical way of living a victorious, joyous Christian life, as well as preparing us for eternity. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now, the subject of praise and worship is a vast subject in Scripture. There's tremendous references to praise and worship. And of course, the greatest teachings are found in Psalms and Revelation. And so what I'll be sharing with you, I'm not going to talk about the praise of nature or heavenly praise that goes on in the presence of God, but the praise that of God's people here on this earth. Only the living can praise God, right? So why is it important to teach? Because praise comes with understanding and instruction. Did you know that? It's not just learning how to sing songs with the lyrics to songs. Oh, it's so much more than that. Listen to Psalm 119:171. My lips shall utter praise, comma, when thou, the Lord, has taught me thy statutes. So learning about God's ways just causes our heart to overflow with praise. But we also have to understand, as we look at Scripture, how the Lord looks at praise and worship, how he feels about it. And also, it's also important to understand, it's one of the chiefest ways that we can minister to the Lord. How many times we go to the Lord in prayer, and basically, what is that prayer? It's all about our requests, our needs, or the needs of loved ones, or for the needs in the world, our nation, the things of that accord. But it's always asking God in supplication and specific prayer for him to do something. However, when we praise God, it is a way of ministering to the Lord. You know, think about this. He spoke the word and the worlds were created. He spoke everything into existence. Isn't that true? Jesus is the word, and at his word, everything was created, the firmament, the earth, all the fullness thereof. But he cannot create praise and worship from angels or from man. Think about that. This is one area that he is not able to create. The angels, because they're in his presence, and also mankind, when we get saved, though his children, why? It involves our will. It involves our will, it involves our heart, and he can't create praise and worship from man. It's dependent on our willpower and our determination in our obedience. And the Lord wants to bring His church today, I believe, His corporate body in the earth, into a new and higher realm of praise and worship. Not just in terms of the churches, how people, when they gather together, worship God, but in your life. I believe God wants to revolutionize your personal walk with Him. I'm sure you pray every day, but have you taken time to really praise Him? You may do that before you go into prayer, but I believe, in fact, as I reviewed the subject and the notes, is something that I want to incorporate in my time before the Lord. So, not only is He going to bring us into a higher realm of praise and worship, but learning to praise and worship God in a scriptural pattern, as the Word says, I believe it will have a profound effect, if not revolutionize, our Christian walk. And how will this be achieved? Simply by looking at and understanding the basic concepts at the very heart of praise. And of course, the foundational scripture, as I shared last week, is found in John, the 4th chapter. And I'll read those verses 19 through 24. This is the situation of the Samaritan woman at the well. She's talking to Jesus, and Jesus responds in verses 23 through 24, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must, that's imperative, worship Him in spirit and in truth." So we're going to be looking in the days ahead about how we are able to praise God with our physical bodies, with our souls, and what is the purpose so that we can be able to magnify God. We'll have a deeper understanding, and we want to look at and understand scriptural truths that are listed in the Word that will give us instructions and directions. Praise God. Well, my time has come to a conclusion, and I pray that your heart will be open, because all of us, including me, I've been a worshiper from the beginning. I love to praise God. That's who I am. The name Judith means praise of the Lord. And so I have always loved to praise God. It's just part of my it's my nature. And so I believe God wants to make that a part of our lives in a new and richer way. So I invite you to listen. We're heard on this station every day at the same time. And as I bring the broadcast to a close, if you have prayer needs, as also always, I invite you to write. You may use email if you go to our website, or you may write, use the old-fashioned USPS. That's how I respond. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.